So much to talk about here in Granby as part of Darting Across Connecticut. We're at Drago's Kitchen, and I'm looking at the menu, but I don't want to waste time telling you like three things that are amazing on it, but because I don't have a ton of time with Howard Berg from the Salmon Brook Historical Society. First of all, Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I love your story because you're not a lifer in Granby.
No.
You're just walking down the street, and you got hit over the head, dragged in the Historical Society, and they're like, you must join us. It's great. Tell the story about how you got involved in this, though.
Well, I had moved here 11 years ago from Florida.
It's the reverse.
Yeah, had it 20 years in Florida, and had it with that. So my wife and I and one of our sons came up here, and we were going to go to Simsbury. No apartments in Simsbury. Found a place over here in Granby on Meadowgate, which is the same road the Salmon Brook Historical Society is on. So I'm walking down the road. I see a bunch of guys out there in front of these old buildings, and I went over and asked them what they were doing. And they asked if I was interested in old stuff, and I said, well, I'm getting old, so sure. And they recruited me on the spot.
That's great.
And then they slowly, drag you in, and so the next thing I'm on the board, and now I'm vice president.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, northern Illinois.
You know, so like the history element of Florida, far different. Illinois, I mean, obviously it's not as old a region in terms of settlement, but it has a rich tradition. I mean, it must be kind of cool with your life experience to be in New England, and it goes all the way back the way it does.
Oh, right. Connecticut's really old, and but it's not as old as Boston,
right?
And which was where the Pilgrims, they came and brought their Puritan views with them.
Yeah,
and a lot of people that didn't fit well with them, so they started moving out. And
too conservative,
too religious.
Yeah,
yeah. So it depends on. The thing is that it wasn't just the first boat that came in. There were sailors that decided not to go back, boat after boat bringing people. They thought they were way too fussy.
Hmm.
So a bunch of them moved down towards Windsor. I think by that time, Connecticut had got a charter, so they had a stretch of land out.
So that's
west.
Like 1630s.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they moved into to Windsor. Then that got too crowded. They moved up north, up in this area, Simsbury. And, Massachusetts, the Bay Company, they said, well, where are these people going? They're in Massachusetts. Not. They hired a couple guys in 1642, and they told them to go survey the border between Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Oh, here we go. This is the Southwest story.
And these guys had really never surveyed before. So they sent them down to the Charles River, and they said, now, pick a spot 3 miles south of the furthest south is Charles River. Well, they couldn't measure the distance or something. They picked a spot, put a border, and then they're supposed to walk traipse through the woods west and then measure off and do their surveying. Well, instead, they took the shortcut. They took this Connecticut River up, got their little latitude device out, and they said, okay, here's the other border. Well, they were only south about 20 miles. So
that's why there's a little nook.
Well, but over the next 200 years, people are about 120 years, people were fussing, that's my land, no, that's my land. Towns built up. Some liked Massachusetts, some liked Connecticut, mainly because of taxes.
Right.
But some of that had to do with religion and things. So finally, they decided to set the border, and I believe the federal government got involved right after the Revolutionary War. And they set the line up to this lake, and that was a nice spot to drop down. Well, Southwick, they said, we don't want to be with Connecticut. Their taxes aren't right. So Southwick comes down into Granby, which at that time was not Granby. We were still Simsbury. And we didn't become Granby until around,
1786 or something?
1785 or 86. And then Granby split off because the people didn't want to go all that distance down to Simsbury to go to church.
Yeah, that's how it always goes. Listen, we're super tight on time.
Okay,
Howard.
Sure.
We're with Howard Berg with the Salmon Brook Historical Society. Couple quick questions.
Sure.
How did Salmon Brook become like a name for a village part of Granby?
Well, the original...
Is there a Salmon Brook right there in Salmon Brook?
There's a Salmon Brook right in there. As a matter of fact, there's an east and west branch that were filled with salmon until they started damming up the different rivers and putting water wheels in to run their
mills
and all that. So that was the end of the salmon. But the brooks are still there.
Also, I want to ask you, in terms of, part of the Historical Society, you can go in and you can reserve space and study some of the historical families here. Can you just talk briefly, like, do you get a lot of people come in who's like, I want to see what my great-grandfather, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, we do get a decent amount of people coming in. We're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to noon, and, people can pretty much walk in then. We have a small bookstore. I think people can come buy books and pamphlets, old maps, and things like that. And so people come in. They come from – a lot of people come from Ohio because a lot of Connecticut people emigrated out there when they opened up the land. It was much easier farm out there. You didn't have all – here
– rocks and
rocks and gravel and –
Listen, Howard, I wish we had more time. It's great. I love the backstory, and Granby's a beautiful town, and you can go down to the Salmon Brook Historical Society for yourself. And they actually on their website have a list of the names of the original founders here. So if you get the same last name, you might have a connection. Thanks for coming down, Howard.
All righty. And it's easy to get to our website, salmonbrookhistoricalsociety.com.
Nice.